الرجيم.
ولا يصلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحمي. الرسول رسالة درود شريف، اللهم صلي وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Most respected and honorable علماء إكرام، أساتذة إكرام، our elders and our respected and beloved students and friends, we are indeed very honored and privileged to be in your presence today, to come to this institution of ilm, this fountain of ilm, and to be with our friends in knowledge and our colleagues. It is really an honor and a privilege for us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this meeting of ours, accept this gathering of ours, and make it for His pleasure. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala increase us in ilm, and Allah ta'ala increase us in His muhabbat and His ma'rifat, inshaAllah. Alhamdulillah, we have been very warmly received by the principal of this august institution, Hazrat Maulana Aku Saab, and the asatidha of this institution, Hazrat Mufti Aku Saab, and the other asatidha. It has really been a very warm welcome for us, and we are very grateful to our hosts and to the ulama ikram for warmly receiving us and for giving us the hospitality that we have enjoyed. Alhamdulillah, this evening's program is something that is, as Mufti Aku Saab had mentioned in the after the salah, that it is something very unique, and it is something that is a reminder and a refresher for us regarding the senior ulama and our pious akabirin who have brought deen to this country, who have brought Islam here and had made great sacrifices. And inshallah, through the program, you will be enlightened as far as various important aspects pertaining to this. To start off the program and to commence this evening's proceedings, I would like to call upon Mufti Shafiq Ahmad Jakura, who is with our Darul Ihsan team, who has traveled. Perhaps I should introduce our ulama and colleagues who have traveled. That will be also appropriate. Ismi Muhammad Amir min Durban, akhukum fil Islam. My name is Muhammad Amir, and together with me, or together with us, is the Amir and Director of the Darul Ihsan Center in Durban, Mufti Zubair Bayat Sahib, hafizahullahu ta'ala. Mufti Sahib is a senior and a well-known alim in our country and also globally. And together with us also is Mufti Shafiq Ahmad Jakura. Mufti Sahib is a senior mufti in our fatwa department of Darul Ihsan, and he serves in many different committees and capacities as far as Sharia guidance and Islamic finance is concerned. And together with us also is Maulana Mustafa Kamil Nadir, who is the son of an illustrious ustad and a great alim of this institution, Hazrat Maulana Mumtazul Haq Nadir al-Shaheed rahimahumullahu ta'ala alayh. And also together with us is Maulana Muhammad Jadwood, an alim who serves at Darul Ihsan. So that is the team that has traveled. Alhamdulillah, we ask your du'as for our protection and our safety and our success in coming here. We'll commence, inshallah, with a qiraat by Mufti Shafiq Jakura Sahib.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الذين كفروا ربنا أرنا الذين أضلانا من الجن والإنس نجعلهما تحت أقدامنا ليكونا من الأسفلين. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم صدق الله العظيم.
جزاك الله بارك الله فيكم مولانا. We'll now call upon مولانا مصطفى كامل نزير صاحب حفظه الله, who is one of his specialities is the recitation and the rendering of ash'ar and words of poetry. Mawlana also compiles poetry and he recites the poetries of our senior, our akabir and our ulama. And inshallah, he will now present to us in his melodious voice.
Jazakumullahu khairan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli wa nasallim ala Rasulil Kareem amma ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Indeed, I am honored and humbled to be seated on this platform, and it brings back a lot of memories since I grew up here in Newcastle. And I recall my father, Hazrat Maulana Mumtazul Haq, rahimahullah, and my uncle, Hazrat Maulana Mansurul Haq Sahib, Damat Barakat Musul Alive. He's unwell, may Allah give him shifa. I recall them teaching here at this institution. It brings back a lot of memories, and I'm fortunate to be amongst you today, looking at these radiant faces and this Nurani Majlis. Darulum has really flourished from those years. I was just saying to one of my sadis, like about 30 years ago, that I left Darul Ulum, Newcastle. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase everyone's knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you nur and barakah in your lives, inshallah. So just a few couplets from Inad Sharif and then a few couplets from another nazam, inshallah. This is written by Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Saab, rahmatullahi alayh. And he speaks about Madina Sharif when he says, Ajam ke bayan ba se mafroor hoonga, gulistan te ba se masroor hoonga. That I would like to run away from the hustle and bustle of this world, and I would like to retreat and gain my happiness and peace in Madina Sharif. Ajam ke bayaba se mafroor hoonga, gulistan teba se masroor hoonga. Ajam ke bayaba se mafroor hoonga, gulistan teba se masroor hoonga. Main deedar gumbad se makhmoor hoonga, kabhi noor hoonga kabhi toor hoonga. गुनाहों से अपने मैं रंजूर होऊंगा, बफेज़े शफ़ात में मग़फ़ूर होऊंगा, मैं दीदार गुंबद से मख़मूर होऊंगा, कभी नूर होगा कभी तूर होगा, मैं रोजे पे सल्ले अला नजर करके बदिल नूर होगा बजानूर होगा, अजम के बयाबा से मफरूर होगा, गुलिस्तान तैबा से मसरूर होगा, मदीने के अनवार शामो सहर से सरापा दिलो जा से मसरूर होगा, मैं दीदार गुंबद से मखमूर होऊंगा, कभी नूर होऊंगा कभी तूर होऊंगा, हर एक अमर मेरा है सुन्नत पे चल कर, खुदा के करम से मैं मंसूर होऊंगा, अजम के बयाबा से मफरूर होऊंगा, गुलिस्तान तैबा से मसरूर होऊंगा, मदीने में जब कल्ब वो जान छोड़ आया, मैं महजूर होकर न महजूर होऊंगा, मैं दीदार गुंबद से मखमूर होऊंगा, कभी नूर होऊंगा कभी तूर होऊंगा, अजम के बयाबा से मफरूर होऊंगा, गुलिस्तान तैबा से मसरूर होऊंगा. And a few couplets about Darul Ulum Deoband, which is our roots. And all the Darul Ulums are linked to the root, and that is Darul Ulum Deoband, written by my Sheikh and my Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Razaul Haq Sahib, Daud Barakatum of Darul Zakaria. And in it, he mentions that Darul Ulum Deoband is like a fortress, and it is like a lantern at the same time that's spreading light all over the world. And here in the sacrifices of the mashayikh has been mentioned, like Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangoi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Sheikh Ul Hind Rahmatullah Alayhi, Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri Rahimahullah Ta'ala Jami'an. Ye Deoband Qil'ae Deis Ki Haybat Mit Nahi Sakti, Ye Deoband Qil'ae आए दीस की हैबत मिट नहीं सकती, फरोग़ दीन इसी से है ये कुव्वत मिट नहीं सकती, फरोग़ दीन इसी से है ये कुव्वत मिट नहीं सकती, ये है बारान रहमत दीन अहमद की बुलंदी है, ये शमए बे बदल इसकी तमाजत मिट नहीं सकती, यही देवबंद था बातिल
ke toofanon se takraya zara tareekh dohrao shujaat mit nahi sakti shujaat mit nahi sakti yahi sunnat ka mazhar hai ye kohe tur ka jalwa ye shola bujh nahi sakta hararat mit nahi sakti ye deoband kil aaye dees ki haibat mit nahi sakti aras tu chal basa hikmat bhi uski ho gayi batil dilon par naksh hai qasim ki hikmat mit nahi sakti ki hikmat mit nahi sakti ye maslak ahle haq ka hai baqae deen o duniya hai khuda shahid hai shaykhul hind ki mehnat mit nahi sakti ye deoband kil aaye dees ki haibat mit nahi sakti zakawat mein khaleel ahmad the yaktae zama beshak mukhalif par sukhan mein un ki sabkat mit nahi sakti unki sabkat mit nahi sakti the shaykhul kul husain ahmad kiya angrez ko bahar ye tareekhi haqeeqat hai haqeeqat mit nahi sakti ye deoband kil aaye dees ki haibat mit nahi sakti farogh-e deen isi se hai ye quwwat mit nahi sakti ye deoband kil aaye dees ki haibat mit nahi sakti zakhmah
mashallah tabarakallah for the beautiful rendition which gives a very good and succinct understanding of the vision, the founding and the legacy of the great ulama of the past. And tonight is about these great personalities who worked tirelessly to bring deen to this part of the world, and the great ulama who made sacrifices in migrating to this part of the world and establishing the structures and the infrastructure of deen here. Alhamdulillah, this year, 2025, is a year in which our organization, the Darul Ihsan Center, is commemorating its 25 years of establishment and existence with the grace and the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a token of expressing our shukr and gratitude for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, numerous programs have been held throughout the year. And one of the features or the key programs that we've had is the launch of a book by the name of The Early Guiding Stars of KwaZulu-Natal, 1860 to 1960. It is a compilation of the records of the ulama-i-kiram for an entire century who, as we have mentioned, have come to this part of the world and established deen here and the infrastructures. And this very Darul Uloom Newcastle, is one of those centers and institutions and the fruit of these great people who have come and established Deen in this part of the world. So this program, Alhamdulillah, honoring our senior ulama, honoring our pious elders, is in remembrance, and it is also in reverence of these great personalities. And our keynote speaker, our keynote guest this evening is none other than a son of Islam, the director and Amir and the founder of Darul Ihsan Center, Hazrat Mufti Zubair Bayat Hafizahullah Ta'ala. Many of you may have met Mufti Saab and know his personality. Mufti Saab is a tireless servant of Islam, and he serves the deen locally, nationally, and globally in various capacities. And that's not my intention to go into the activities and the work that Mufti Saab does. But Alhamdulillah, Mufti Saab is someone who is acknowledged by the ulama of this country as someone who is at the forefront of many different services and khidmat of deen. And inshallah, being a student of this madrasa, of this institution also, will be able to enlighten us further on the great personalities who were here, who established this beautiful garden and the many other institutions that we see in our country. We call upon Mufti Saab to deliver his keynote address and to enlighten us about our great and pious elders. Falyatafaddal mashkura.
I would humbly request, before I start, if we could have the esteemed principal of the institution, Hazrat Maulana Ismail Aku, to be here next to me, inshallah ta'ala, in front. So in the meantime, inshallah, whilst we, Mullah is coming? MashaAllah. Whilst we awaiting the arrival of our esteemed principal of the institution, who is really the figurehead of the institution and everything revolves around the personality of the principal, let me in the meantime acknowledge the presence of many of the senior ulama who are present here. Mufti Shahid Saab, Hafizahullah Ta'ala, Hazrat Maulana Akram Saab, Hafizahullah Ta'ala, Mufti Muhammad Aqu, Hafizahullah Ta'ala, and all the other ulama kiram. I don't want to start going into a list of all the senior personalities here, but indeed it is a very humbling experience and a great honor to be present here at Darul Uloom Newcastle this evening. So I'll commence inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Nabiina Muhammadi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. قال الله تبارك وتعالى إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم العلماء ورثة الأنبياء وإن الأنبياء لم يورثوا دينارا ولا درهما إنما ورثوا العلم فمن أخذه أخذه بحظ وافر أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Let us all together recite durood and salawat Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi amma ba'd. The esteemed principal of Darul Uloom Newcastle, the honorable asatiza of Darul Uloom Newcastle, and our most beloved brothers and students of Darul Uloom Newcastle, and indeed also the brothers from the community, the elders, the brothers from the community of Newcastle who are present here this evening. First of all, I like to greet you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah. As I said, it is a very great honor and a privilege for me in personally, and then for my group and my jamaat of fellow ulama, to be in this august institution and this garden of knowledge, which is our very first Darul Uloom in South Africa, established by one of the greatest ulama of South Africa, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sema, Rahmatullah Alayhi, Summa Rahmatullahi Alayhi. And you, my beloved students, you are the very fortunate ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected you and chosen you from many parts of the world, because I can see in front of me an international audience here. I can see, mashallah, from the features of our students here, people from different continents, Africa, Asia, other parts of the world, local, national, international. You, my beloved brothers, the students, you are very fortunate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose you, selected you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the arrangements for your coming to this institution, and for you to get admission in this institution, and for you to drink from the ocean of knowledge of this institution, and for you to drink from the spiritual waters and the spiritual ocean of none other than Hazrat Maulana Sema Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, that ruhaniyat, that spirituality that oozed from his being, that has infused itself in every part of this Darul Uloom. And I say it, that I feel that ruhaniyat of Hazrat Maulana Sema Sahab Rahmatullah Ali. The moment we enter the gates of Darul Uloom, we can sense that ruhaniyat and that spirituality of that shakhsiyat and that personality who was the founder of this institution. You are very, very fortunate, alhamdulillah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen you and selected you to come to this institution to drink the knowledge, and then also to acquire and imbibe the spirituality. To imbibe the spirituality of this institution, subhanallah. Each one of you is very, very fortunate. Consider yourself to be very lucky and say, Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukru. Again, my dear brothers, Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukru. MashaAllah. Because the more we appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favors upon us, the more we will be blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by an increase in His favors and His bounties. As we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us in the Quran, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. If we are grateful, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. As you know, lam taqeed and banun thaqila, the sigha of taqeed and emphasis Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses here in this verse of the Quran, that la in shakartum la azidannakum, most certainly, most definitely, I will give you a great increase in my favors. So we all should make a lot of shukr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us here, Allah made us students here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala connected us to this institution, and inshallah we will take from this institution and we will go and disseminate it all over the world, inshallah. All say inshallah. MashaAllah, I like this very zinda majma hai, Mufti sahab. Yes, zinda majma hai. This is a lively audience. And that's how students must be, MashaAllah. You must be, you know, very, vibrant. You must be dynamic and vibrant. That is what is expected from the students of deen, MashaAllah. So, Alhamdulillah, as the program director, my respected colleague, Maulana Muhammad Amir Saab mentioned that we had, by the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, published a work on the services and the contributions of the ulama of this KZN province, of which Newcastle is part of this province, from the year 1860 to 1960. And there are many, many great personalities from the ulama and even non-ulama who are included in our book, who have played a very important role in the preservation of Islam and then in the promotion and propagation of Islam and in the defense and protection of Islam in this province. So by the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Maulana mentioned, this is our 25th year, and we decided that it would be befitting in this 25th year of our organization that we should come with a publication to acknowledge these great people and to acknowledge their contributions and their khidmat and their services. And amongst them is none other than the founder of this Darul Uloom, the first Darul Uloom in our country, and possibly the first English medium Darul Uloom in the world. In the whole world, possibly the first English medium Darul Uloom is Darul Uloom, Newcastle, subhanallah. And so the founder of this Darul Uloom is also included and mentioned in this book of ours, which is titled The Early Guiding Stars, you know, a nujum, that the stars from which we take our guidance, because لِتَهْتَدُوا بِهَا, Quran says about the stars that it is to take your, you take guidance, you seek direction from the stars. So these are our great personalities, and in here is the mention of Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sema Rahmatullah Ali on page number 156. Page 156 of this book, there is a detailed account of the life of the founder of Darul Uloom Newcastle, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sema Rahmatullah Ali. Of course, our respected principal, Hazrat Maulana Ismail Saab, has also written a biography, independent biography of Hazrat Maulana Sema Rahmatullah Ali. May Allah reward him and accept this great contribution of his, which Alhamdulillah we keep in our bookshop and it is sold to the public. And Maulana fulfilled a great service by capturing the life of this great personality, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sema Rahmatullah Ali, in his book. And here we have also mentioned about Hazrat Maulana Sema on page 156 of this book, that the services that he rendered and the great personality that he was. So there are about three or four objectives of us writing and compiling this particular book. And one of those is مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ الْقَلِيلِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ الْكَثِيرِ. One of our purposes and objectives, one or two, what time is it, Isha? Quarter to,
inshallah, I'll try to, inshallah.
No, I'm fine, Alhamdulillah. I'm so, you know, excited to be here with the students that I feel happier to stand in front of them, mashallah. So, our what you call purpose, number one, is to acknowledge and to express our gratitude and appreciation to these people. Because man lam yashkuri nas lam yashkuri Allah. If we cannot be grateful to the people, we will not be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are not grateful to our parents, we cannot be grateful to Allah ta'ala. If we are not grateful to our asatiza, we cannot be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we are not grateful to our akabir, to our mashayikh, our shuyukh, our pious personalities, our aslaf, then we cannot be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we cannot be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the whole silsilatu zahab and the whole golden chain that takes us from our asatiza right to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every link in that chain is a link of gold. And if we cannot be grateful for that, then we cannot be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillah, one of the main primary objectives of this was to acknowledge and to express gratitude and to recognize the work that these great people have done. So that's the first objective. The second objective is to learn from them, to learn from their personalities, to study their personalities, and to learn from their personalities the kind of life that they led in this world, from their childhood till their demise, to study their biographies and to see what type of life they led and to be inspired by that, and to see what kind of services they rendered and to be inspired by that, so we can also go back inshallah to our countries and to our towns, and we can also aspire to serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They could be many. Maulana Qasim Sema sitting in this gathering, his spiritual awlad and his spiritual offspring that could be sitting in this gathering, and that will go and do great work of deen wherever they are, wherever Allah takes them, inshallah. So when we read about these personalities, we study their lives, we see how their childhood was, we see the early years of their life, we see their student days, we see the sacrifices they made, then we see how they served the deen with such dedication and ikhlas, and we see the effort they made, and we see how they spent their whole life in the service of Islam. It becomes an inspiration for the young alim. Today, young ulama need inspiration. They need some personalities to be their role models. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in this kind of books the role models for us to look at and to study so that we can follow in their footsteps. And then the third objective is also to learn the sifat kamaliya, the beautiful and sterling attributes and qualities of these great ulama, to learn those sifat and then to adopt those sifat and to imbibe and inculcate those sifat in our lives so that we can also be successful like how these personalities were successful. So if we go to look at these great people, what do we find? What qualities we find? Many qualities. But among the very common qualities that we will find in them, one is their high level of iman and tawakkal ala Allah and the yaqeen that they had in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, that is one quality. We look at Hazrat Muhammad Sema Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. When he started Darul Uloom, there were not millions of rands in his pockets or in his bank account with which he started the Darul Uloom. There was nothing. But what there was iman and yaqeen. There was tawakkal ala Allah. These were the qualities that made this Darul Uloom what it is today. So that is the first quality, their level of Iman, their trust in Allah, their conviction, their yaqeen. This was the quality of these great ulama. Then together with that was the quality of taqwa. Taqwa. How much of taqwa they had? Allahu Akbar. And we know that what is the outstanding quality of an alim? إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَىٰ. It is only إِنَّمَا لِلْحَسَرْ. Only the ulama really have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, they had the quality of khashiyat. They had the quality of taqwa. That all the time they were Allah conscious. They had the kayfiyat of ihsan. They were always conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. So this is one of the great qualities of the ulama. And in the founder of Darul Uloom, Newcastle, Hazrat Muhammad Sema rahmatullah alayhi, we found this amazing quality in him, that he was an embodiment of taqwa. And he had khashiyat. Allahu Akbar. And we know that all the promises of success in dunya and akhirah is with taqwa. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. Promises upon promises in the Quran is for the quality of taqwa. And this was the quality of the ulama. These personalities all had the quality of taqwa and khashiyat. And then we find that in them they also had the quality of ikhlas, sincerity. Doing only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Hazrat Muhammad Sema Sahib rahmatullah alayhi established Darul Uloom, it was handful of people that time. It was an old dilapidated building that was empty for many years. Nobody even looked at that building, it was like a ruined building. Deserted building. And Hazrat took that building. And a handful, 9 students were the first batch of students here in the madrasa in the Darul Uloom. One ustad, 9 students, who even looked at Darul Uloom that time, who even knew much about Darul Uloom that time. Today, mashallah, Darul Uloom Newcastle has become an internationally acknowledged institution. A name that is recognized all over the world, mashallah. But that time, Allahu Akbar, hardly anyone knew about Darul Uloom. One ustad, few students, and Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali's wife, may Allah Rabbul Izzat fill her qadr also with noor and raise her stages in Jannatul Firdaus. One lady cooking for the students alone. One lady washing the clothes of the students alone and ironing the clothes of the students. One lady taking care of the students when they were becoming sick. Allahu Akbar. This is that ikhlas that we are seeing the fruits of it today. And inshallah, till the end of time, we will see the barakat and the samarat and the fruits of this ikhlas. We will see right till the end of time, inshallah. Darul Uloom, inshallah, will continue on and on. Students will come and students will go. Teachers will come and go, but Darul Uloom, inshallah, will remain till the end of time. All say, inshallah. MashaAllah. And then we also find that amongst their beautiful qualities were the qualities of sabr and tahammul. How much of patience, how much of tolerance they had. I, Maulana mentioned, and I want to mention this today, inshallah, that I had, alhamdulillah, the opportunity of being an enrolled student at Darul Uloom, Newcastle in the year. So I consider myself to be a student, Maulana, of this institution. And I take pride in the fact, not in a bad way, in a positive way, that alhamdulillah, I am also munsalik, and I am connected and associated with this institution of knowledge, alhamdulillah. That in 1981, when I was about 16 years old, I had the desire to study Deen after I completed my Hifzul Quran and so on. So I came here to Darul Uloom to learn some basic Arabic, not to do the full alim course at that time, and I wanted to still continue with my schooling, so I enrolled at the school here, St. Oswald's, and I enrolled at Darul Uloom, and I was here for about 2 or 3 weeks only, because what happened is at the school, unfortunately, they were insisting that Muslim students must shave their beards. And alhamdulillah, by tawfiq of Allah, from the time my beard grew, I did not ever shave my beard. So I did not want to shave my beard, and I refused, and the school did not want to give me admission. And it was going on like this. Every day I go to school, the teachers are, you know, hounding me, and they don't want me in the class, and they're insisting. And I came to Hazrat Muhammad Sayyid Masab, and I explained to him 2-3 times. And he told me, look here, I'm not sure how we're going to work around it. Then finally, Maulana said that looks like they're not going to listen. But I didn't want to stop schooling. I wanted to continue with my schooling because I felt at that time it was important for me to matriculate so that even after we study our alim course, then we can continue with further studies, because ulama can play a very important role if they have both streams of education. So then, very sadly, I had to eventually then leave the Darul Uloom. I was here in, I used to do, you know, door also in the Hifz class in that time, in late Hafiz Yusuf Mullah Rahmatullah Ali's class. And I used to do door there, and I used to be there for all the assemblies. And Hazrat Maulana used to take roll call of the students, and we used to be there, and we used to be, you know, in the mess, in the queue, waiting to take our food and so on. It's the happy days of a student. You know how it is, mashallah. I think it's much easier now for you, because when we were here, Darul Uloom was still a very old building. Very, very tough. There are a lot of holes in the walls, and the wind used to come. And you know how Newcastle is in winter? When Newcastle is famous in England, is a place where they have coal. So here also, Newcastle is the place of coal. Because where there is coal, there has to be cold also, right? Because coal is needed in a cold place. So Allah Ta'ala kept coal in the cold place, right? So, but there's also gold, mashallah. This is the gold. The Darul Uloom and the students of Darul Uloom, you are the gold of Newcastle. Newcastle got its coal, don't worry about the coal. You are the gold of Newcastle, mashallah. So my dear students, so what I was saying earlier on, that the sincerity, the ikhlas of these people, and they were very low profile. They did not seek name and fame and anything. I saw Hazrat Muhammad Sayyid Sahib Rahmatullah Ali over the years. I just mentioned to Hazrat Muhammad Ismail Sahib that there was hardly a jalsa of Darul Uloom that I did not attend. And I would come and spend maybe a day or two for the jalsas, because there was a lot of ruhaniyat and nuraniyat in the jalsas of the Darul Uloom. Great ulama came to the Darul Uloom. I was here also, alhamdulillah, on the occasion of the Sheikh al-Islam, Maulana Mufti Taqi Usmani, Hafizullah Ta'ala, was also here at one of the jalsas of Darul Uloom many, many years ago. Alhamdulillah, I had the honor to be present at that time too. And great ulama came here, and everybody were just, you know, pouring the dua out on Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Rahmatullah Alayhi. So they had, Hazrat had a lot of tahammul, because all kinds of students came here from different backgrounds. Right now, if he had to be strict with the students, then maybe 3/4 of the Darul Uloom would be empty. Because now if you start expelling the students for every mistake they make, who will be left in the Darul Uloom? We all know how we were in student days. Students get up to a lot of mischief, and students say, Yajuzu li talibil ilmi ma la yajuzu li ghayrihi. Isn't it? That is the masla and the usul for the students, right? Yajuzu li talibil ilmi ma la yajuzu li ghayrihi. The student feels he can do everything. He'll make tawbah later on in life and so on. Right? So my dear brothers, Maulana Rahmatullah Alayhi was an embodiment of tahammul. He had so much of sabr and patience, Allahu Akbar, that he did not expel students in a hurry. Students did a lot of wrong things, but Hazrat looked at, he was a visionary. That is one sifat of Maulana Sema. He was a visionary. He saw the potential and he said, let me tolerate their mistakes now. Tomorrow these students will become big alim and they will become khuddam of the deen and they will spread the deen. And so, subhanallah, we see the barakat of Maulana's vision, how many students have studied at Darul Uloom and across the world. Last year I was invited by one of our dear friends, Muzayir Mahmood of Birmingham, for the Bukhari Jalsa there. And subhanallah, he is a product of Darul Uloom Newcastle. Subhanallah. Muzayir Mahmood of Birmingham. Great, mashallah, dynamic alim. I was invited to his institute, As-Suffa. And I could only have tears in my eyes when I sat there, that Ya Allah, here is an alim who came to our country, who came to our South Africa, who came to our first Darul Uloom, who came to our Darul Uloom Newcastle, who studied under this great personality, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken work from him, that now in his country he has established a Darul Uloom, a Suffa Institute, a big institute, mashallah, students are studying there. And where is Newcastle and where is Birmingham? Subhanallah. So this is the ikhlas and the tahammul and the sabr that Maulana had, and all these great personalities and the humility. These are the qualities that we have to learn from these people. The humility, the tawadu, the simplicity. Allahu Akbar. If you just saw Hazrat Muhammad Sahib, he was a mujassam of tawazu and simplicity. He was such a great alim. Wallahi, my dear brothers, I don't think there were ulama of his caliber in South Africa at his time. He was such a great alim. His istidad was amazing. Even his nahu and sarf, he was a mahir and an expert in nahu and sarf also. And in all the ulu and all the funu. But his humbleness, his tawasu, his simplicity. He led a very simple life. And then along with that is the quality of the compassion, the kindness, you know, the welfare of the ummah and the concern for the ummah. Allahu Akbar. And then came the quality of sacrifice, qurbani, sacrifice for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers, if we only know what sacrifices Hazrat Muhammad Sema made for the establishment of Darul Uloom, our hair will stand up. Amazing sacrifices, great sacrifices. It is that qurbani, that sweat, those tears, that hard work, that today Darul Uloom is what it is. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have the ajr and reward for him in akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept for him, inshaAllah, an unimaginable reward. مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنْ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. These are the type of rewards that are awaiting these great personalities there by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They made the sacrifice. So, as I was saying, they are two, three important objectives of the book. One is that we learn appreciation. We learn how to appreciate our own teachers and the teachers of our teachers and the great, great personalities who established these institutions for us, that today, alhamdulillah, comfortably and with ease, we can sit here and we can be here and we can stay here and we can study. In the past, how it used to be. The ustad used to be under a tree and the students used to be sitting with him under the tree. And where they slept, wherever they found place in some masjid. And the food, whatever the people of the town felt like giving them to eat, it was like the tartib of Suffa. Like the tartib of Suffa in Medina. But now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward our elders that they made it easy for the learners and the tulab and the students, that they created all these facilities, alhamdulillah, for them, that we have the Darul Uloom with all the facilities, so that with ease you can study. You don't have to worry where your food is going to come. You don't worry about place to stay. You, all you have to do is go to your class, work hard, study hard, apply yourself, develop the qualities in you. And so the second objective was to learn the personalities and to learn about their lives and to follow the example of their life and to see how they serve the deen and to try to serve the deen in whichever way Allah gives us tawfiq. And the third thing is to develop those sifat and those qualities. There are many more things that we would like to touch on, but in line, in view of the limited time that we have, I want to very quickly go through a publication of our organization Darul Ihsan, and inshallah this copy will be made available to all the students inshallah. Alhamdulillah, we brought copies of the publications for for our beloved students, alhamdulillah, and obviously for honorable asatizai kiram, and amongst them is the advisors of Mufti Taqi Usmani, Hafizahullah, something about Muhaddithul Asr, Sheikh Yunus John Foody, Rahimahullah, something about another great Ali, Mawlana Qasim Ali, and then something regarding Sheikh Abul Hasan Ali al-Nadawi, Rahimahullah, and then regarding our personality of Newcastle, the founder of Darul Uloom, Newcastle, mashallah, Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sema, Rahmatullah Alayhi, and his advisors for the ulama. We published this by the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was in the year 2007, on 23rd of April, alhamdulillah, a waft and delegation of ulama from Darul Ihsan and others. We traveled to Darul Uloom Newcastle, alhamdulillah, and we had the beautiful opportunity of meeting Hazrat Mawlana Sema Sahab and also Hazrat Mawlana Ismail Sahab and the other Asatiza. And we sat at the feet of Hazrat Mawlana, and he was very happy to meet us, and Hazrat gave us some beautiful advices. And I want to share some aspects of those advices with us today. The first thing Maulana mentioned, that ulama, it is their duty and responsibility to warn the ummah and to caution the ummah. Well, if the ulama are not going to do the work of warning, then the ummah will go astray. And therefore he said, he quoted this ayat, فَلَوْلَا نَفَرَ مِنْ كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ طَائِفَةٌ لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ وَلِيُنذِرُ قَوْمَهُمْ إِذَا رَجَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَحْذَرُونَ. Mawlana quoted this ayat. And also, يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُدَّثِّرْ قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ فَأَنذِرْ warn. And also, he quoted this ayat, أَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. So the importance of inzar. Then Mawlana spoke about the importance of taqwa, which I had spoken already about. Then he mentioned about the importance of the minbar for the ulama. Then he said, Mawlana Binori Sahib, his ustad said, till the minbar is with the ulama, goodness will always spread in the ummah. And Mawlana gave us some advice on how the minbar should be used. You will read the details, inshallah. And then also Mawlana emphasized on the importance of makati. And he said that ulama must never be unmindful about the importance of makati. And then Mawlana touched on a very important point, and he said that charity begins at home. And he was saying that our communities, mashallah, they're giving all over the world, but sometimes they're neglecting the local institutions, which need finances to sustain themselves and to provide the services. So Mawlana touched on this very important point. Thereafter, Hazrat asked us a little bit about the activities of Darul Ihsan. Alhamdulillah, we explained, he was very happy, gave a lot of beautiful du'as to us, and then we requested Hazrat Mawlana for sanad of hadith, and alhamdulillah, his sanad was very high sanad, he had, and Maulana gave us Ijazatul Hadith, Alhamdulillah. We read some ahadith of Bukhari Sharif to him, and then Hazrat gave us Ijazatul Hadith. Alhamdulillah, I still have, it's a treasure for me, I treasure my copy of that Ijazatul Hadith that we received from Hazrat Maulana. That time Hazrat was close to 90 years of age, Allahu Akbar. But what nur on his face, what piety, what dignity, what sukoon, Allahu Akbar. And he then, after we took leave, Hazrat went into the classroom and he started his Dars of Bukhari. And it was just a matter of few days later that we heard the sad news of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali passing away. And then also at the end of this pamphlet, we've got a brief biography of Hazrat Maulana Sema Rahmatullah Ali's life, that who he was, the type of person he was, the sacrifices that he made. Maulana was a multifaceted personality. He was a multi-dimensional person. He was, as they would say in Urdu, wo apni zaat mein ek anjuman the. He was a complete institution in himself. How? In that, on one side, he founded the first Darul Uloom. Then he was the person who had the Quran translated in Zulu. The first Zulu translation in this country was undertaken by Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali. And Maulana was amongst the pioneers of da'wah to non-Muslims in Singha area. 900 and more people accepted Islam at the hands of Hazrat Maulana alone, Allah. And mashallah, a very capable and very worthy student of the institution of Darul Uloom Newcastle, our own Hazrat Mufti Aku Hafizahullah, has got that jazba of da'wat in Allah, mashallah. And he is carrying on with that spirit of his principal and his Ustad Asatiza, Hazrat Maulana Sema Rahmatullah Alayhi. And I feel it very important for all our students to also have that spirit. Learn from your Ustad, inshallah, the zeal and the jazba of da'wat ila Islam. And then Hazrat Maulana was also at one time Secretary General of Jamiat Ulama, KZN. And for many years. And Maulana also prepared a syllabus under the Jamiat for the Makatib in English for the first time. And Maulana also travelled widely throughout the country and all over the world. And Maulana was among the first ulama who could speak very fluent English, because of which many youth benefited from Maulana. And one amazing thing about Hazrat was the miraculous rescue from the ocean when he was about to drown. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him. I'm sure the students know this amazing karamat of Maulana. Who does not know? Let me see. Put Allah, Allah. There shouldn't be one student here that does not know this karamat of the founder of this Darul Uloom. Go and ask, inshallah, are your asatiza. They will tell you the amazing karamat, how Allah saved Maulana during World War II, when SS Tilawa, the ship on which he was going, and which we got a detailed account in our book, inshallah, how Allah Ta'ala saved Hazrat Maulana Sema Sahab from drowning, and how his asatiza had taught him Durood Tunjina at that time. They told him, listen, if anything happens when you're at sea, read Durood Tunjina. And Maulana read so much of Durood Tunjina that through the barakat of that, Allah Ta'ala saved him and spared him. And he took a vow to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala at that time, that if Allah spares his life, he will open a Darul Uloom, and he fulfilled that vow, mashaAllah. Rijalun sadaqu ma'ahadullah alayhi. Rijalun sadaqu ma'ahadullah alayhi. And Hazrat passed away on 9th of June 2007, corresponding with 22nd of Jumadul Ula, not many days away from now, in the year 4028. And thousands of people attended his Salatul Janaza. Alhamdulillah, we were also present for the Salatul Janaza. And Allahu Akbar, it was a befitting, you know, farewell to a father of the country, a father of the Ummah. Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali was really a father to the community of South Africa to the South African community, and everywhere from the country people came to offer his Salatul Janaza. And the ulama had mentioned that there are certain people that when we read the Salatul Janaza, our maghfirat is made. Allahu Akbar. The maghfirat of the marhum is already made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of their good deeds. But those who participate in their janaza, their maghfirat is made. Allahu Akbar. And I can say without the shadow of doubt that Hazrat Muhammad Sayyidina Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was one of those people, that those who had the honor of reading Salatul Janaza, inshallah, hum kulluhum maghfuran lahum, inshallah. They are all forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is, in a nutshell, the book and the purpose, and especially for our young beloved students to take inspiration, inshallah. And also the other great asatiza. By the way, before I forget, the author of this book is none other than Hazrat Maulana Dr. Yunus Usman Hafizahullah Ta'ala, who was a very senior ustad of Darul Uloom Newcastle, and possibly an ustad of Hazrat Maulana Ismail Sahib also, a senior alim. He's still living, mashallah. He's one of our patrons of Darul Ihsan and a senior alim. And Maulana is the one who compiled this book, and we published it, obviously. And this also comes back to Darul Uloom Newcastle, mashallah. The Fez at the Barakah comes back to Darul Uloom Newcastle, that the author of this book also was ustad here, and he taught here for many years, and he was a well-loved and well-respected personality of this Darul Uloom. And also, we want to mention, we have here with us, mashallah, our colleague, Maulana Mustafa Kamil, his late father, Hazrat Maulana Mumtaz al-Haq Rahmatullah Alayhi. He was Mumtaz. Allahu Akbar. Man of Haq, and he was Mumtaz. These two brothers, Maulana Mansur al-Haq and Maulana Mumtaz al-Haq, they were star students of Jamia Benoni, the Jamia al-Ulum, the Madrasa of Hazrat Maulana Yusuf bin Nori Rahmatullah Alayhi, and they were the star students of Maulana bin Nori. Hazrat Maulana Sayyidina Sahib, before he established Darul Uloom in the year 1973, he went for a chilla in Jama'ah, and he went to Pakistan, and he went to India, and in that time he met his ustad Hazrat Maulana Yusuf bin Nori Rahmatullah Alayhi. He told him about the intention of starting Darul Uloom, and Hazrat Maulana bin Nori made the nisab and the curriculum of Darul Uloom. Allahu Akbar. Look at the nisbah, look at the connection, look at what type of personalities were behind this institution and this Darul Uloom, that Maulana bin Nori Rahmatullah Ali made the curriculum and the nisab. And he gave this nisab to Maulana Sema Rahmatullah, brought this nisab, a very specialized kind of nisab, for the type of students that came to study here, international students, they could take from this nisab, mashallah. And so, Maulana also requested that send us some good ulama. And so, Hazrat Maulana Sahib sent his, Maulana bin Ali sent his two star students, Maulana Mansur al-Haq and Maulana Mumtaz al-Haq, and they were amongst the pioneering ustads here in this Darul Uloom, mashallah. And today we have Maulana's son here with us. So we acknowledge all of the great ulama of this institution, along with Hazrat Maulana Sema, those who have passed away, those who are living, and those who are even serving today, mashallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected Hazrat Maulana Ismail Aku Hafizahullah to be the mudir and the principal of this institution from amongst the many thousands of students of this institution. Many could have become the principal here, but ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah chooses whoever He wants, and Allah chose Hazrat Maulana Ismail to be the muhtamim and the mudir and the principal of this institution. And alhamdulillah, he is running it with great efficiency and keeping that legacy alive. May Allah preserve him, grant him good health, long life, acceptance, divine help and assistance in the work that he's doing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept every single ustad and teacher of this institution, all those who are the well-wishers of this institution, the donors of this institution, the trustees of this institution, and most of all the beloved students of this institution. May Allah accept all of you, my dear young beloved students. Zadakumullahu ilman wa sharafan wa karamatan wa tuqan wa amalan wa khuluqan wa khidmatan. May Allah accept you in every way, inshallah, to be in the service of His deen. واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين واستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل لقد نسبت به نسلا لذي أقمي أمرتك الخير لكن ما أتمرت به فما استقمت فما قولي لك استقيمي. I end on these words. Allah forgive me and forgive all of us for our shortcomings and deficiencies. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Mawlana, you will make the dua, inshallah.
Recite Durood Sharif, recite Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Alana Muhammadi wa ala Ali Sayyidina Alana Muhammadi wa barik wa sallim. Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khairil khalki kullihimi. Allahumma aftah lana bil khair, waqtim lana bil khair, wajala aqiba umurina bil khair. بيدك الخير والعافية إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله. فصلي وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهله. وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله. فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. اللهم مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا. اللهم فقهنا وفهمنا وعلمنا في الدين. اللهم اشرح صدورنا للإسلام. اللهم زدنا علما. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لهداية الناس. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في جميع البلاد. اللهم أصلح شباب المسلمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم ردنا ورد المسلمين إلى دينك مردا جميلا. اللهم وحد صفوف المسلمين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم انصر المظلومين في كل مكان خاصة في غزة وفلسطين والسودان وجميع البلاد. اللهم انصرهم. اللهم قوهم. اللهم أيدهم. اللهم احفظهم. اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. اللهم استر عوراتهم وآمن روعاتهم. فالله خير حافظا وهو أرحم الراحمين. اللهم عجل بنصرهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم دمر أعداءهم أعداء الدين. اللهم أحصيهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تغادر منهم أحدا يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Also, just to inform our brothers that these packs will be at the back of the masjid. So whoever would like to take a pack, please take the pack. And inshallah, we've got certain kitabs for special asatiza. We will give them the copies, inshallah ta'ala. Our salah will be at 5 past, inshallah ta'ala.
تقبل الله منا ومنكم. تقبل الله منا ومنكم.
Thank you. thank you for
Moment. Just save this thing. Yeah. I mustn't get the details. Just save.
Save.
You can check on that. Put the light.
Save.
It's saved.
Press save.
Running. Yeah, press save.